venomously spooky, supernaturally sexy, written by the frantic fanfic enthusiast, and read by K-Burb as the narration,
Wandering Jenny Historian as Dean Winchester,
Flower Parish as Eddie Brock,
and
Orjada as the barista.
This is a supernatural Venom crossover fic featuring the relationship between Dean Winchester / the Venom symbiote / Eddie Brock. It is rated mature and no archive warnings apply. Dean Winchester winced as a branch whipped across his face. The monster of the week was a particularly interesting one. It kept evading him and his brother, until yesterday when it captured Sam. Dean couldn't stand when the monsters were smart. Every sighting of this monster seemed to contradict the one before it. Sometimes it was vicious, tearing off heads and drinking the blood of chickens like some sort of chupacabra. Other times, it seemed to be rescuing innocents. Though, Dean truly doubted it was rescuing them out of any good in its heart. The monster was large, with strange white eyes. It seemed to ooze a strange black goo. And it was often seen shortly after a man named Eddie Brock arrived on scene to report for a story. This coincidence was not something that Dean was going to overlook. This man clearly knew something about the monster, and he was going to find out what. He would do anything to get his brother back. Absolutely anything. It just so happened that Eddie Brock was in the area. Dean had gotten his phone number just in case something happened with the monster and he needed help. He dialed the number.
Eddie.
Dean made the choice to sound desperate, something that he seldom liked to do.
I need you.
They met at a coffee shop, one of those small mom-and-pop ones. It would have been romantic, but the situation was not matching the vibe. Dean waited apprehensively, hands curled around his mug, having chosen the only seat in the place that allowed him to position his back to the wall. The store was empty, aside from the bored clerk inventorying behind the counter, but he still tried to relax his shoulders to seem less intimidating. His coffee had cooled by the time the door flew open to announce the arrival of Eddie Brock. He was a broad, rugged man that looked like he hadn't slept in days. Worse, he looked pissed, like he just lost an argument and was looking to take it out on someone. Dean sighed, readying himself to be vulnerable in front of his sometimes fuck buddy.
Hey.
Eddie greeted, sliding into the seat across from Dean. He looked unbothered by having his back to the room, but then, why would he care? He didn't lead the kind of life Dean did, after all.
Hi.
Dean said.
I need your help.
He figured blurting it out right at the start was probably his best bet. He didn't want to risk chickening out.
With what?
Eddie asked, raising one eyebrow and leaning back, one arm resting along the back of the booth. It would have been distracting, but Dean's entire being was focused on rescuing Sam first. Once he did that, then he could be distracted by handsome men who knew how to be discreet.
My brother's missing,
Dean said.
Some thing took him.
Eddie hummed thoughtfully.
You sure?
Dean scoffed.
Yeah, I'm sure. What, you think he went missing in the middle of a hunt and it wasn't the thing we're after?
Maybe.
Eddie shrugged.
I have it on good authority that the thing you're after doesn't want to get caught, after all.
What?
Dean started to ask, before Eddie held up a finger to his lips, shushing Dean. The finger turned black and clawed and...
Shit.
Dean whispered. As the finger slowly slid into his mouth, Dean started blasting, but not with his classic guns, with his dick. Eddie went monster venom mode, growing two heads or whatever he does. The author in this part has not seen Venom or Supernatural, LMAO. Both heads started smooching Dean's neck.
Oh, that's great.
Dean noted. Families at the coffee shop seemed disgusted by the display and began to leave.
Hey, you can't do that here.
A nerd barista complained to the couple. Venom's second head devoured the loser immediately.
Thanks, babe.
Dean smiles. The couple lived happily ever after. The end.